We all have it, but what exactly is ego? In everyday conversations, the word ego is normally used in the context of superiority or inferiority complexes. How many times have we heard, said, or thought phrases like, "Be careful of person X. He is an asshole. He has an ego the size of Manhattan. Be careful of what you say to person Y. He takes everything personally." I wish there was some way to build up his fragile ego. You notice that these sentences still don't give us clarity on what is the ego. The emphasis is on the qualifying words fragile and size of Manhattan. Like the air we breathe, our ego is what allows us to function in the world. Yet, it is so close or integral to us that we don't even notice it. In Latin, ego means I. In Sanskrit, ahamkara is the sense of self or individuality. The word refers to our sense of individuality. It is what makes me who I am. The logical next question is, what exactly is our sense of I or our own self? It is a slightly complicated answer. I will share it first and then explain. Do read these a couple of times before moving further. Ego or I sense is a mental construct that includes thoughts, memories, emotions, and tendencies that combine to give a sense of individuality. Examine the construct and be free of its limitations. The thing we take to be the core of who we are, the thing we know in life, ourselves, that is an artificial construct. Yes, it is artificial in the sense that reality is deeper than who you think we are. There are so many attributes we take for granted. These are who makes us what we are. Some of them are grounded in physicality. Our physical dimensions and appearance is known to us and others. So a physical fact is that I am 6 feet tall. The mental constructs and thoughts are personal. The 6 feet gets converted to a judgment that I am too tall. If I want to be a gymnast, or that I am too short, if I want to play basketball. Now, the ego serves two important functions. One, to help us engage with the world. We see the world as separate from us, so the ego allows us to experience and engage with the world as an individual. This is a valid and needed function. Two, to protect us from the world. This is where the problems start happening. We take our ego to be real. We start assigning meaning to things that happen to us and start judging ourselves as a result. I need a fancy car because a cheap car means I have no money, power or capability. I need to stay at my job that I hate because people respect me for my title. Understanding the true nature of the ego and realizing what helps or hurts us is an important part of our self-growth. We start realizing that we can control more of what happens today at the subconscious level. We just need to pay attention to our internal mental constructs. Done well, we develop a healthy self-image. Else, we continue with our unexamined psychological scars. They hamper our growth and happiness and sense of self-worth.